This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Nina King of the College of Education and Professional Study. She's here to talk about childhood stress. Dr. King is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. King, what can parents do to reduce stress in their children?
Well, since stress is inevitable, we should ask, how debilitating are the symptoms that my child is experiencing? If it is affecting her friendships or schoolwork or even the enjoyment of, you know, normal family activities, it should concern you. I'd suggest the following things, and the first two have to deal with prevention. First of all, think about your own methods of coping with stress. Do you model appropriate ways to handle your own anxious thoughts? You know, children are great imitators, and they will learn some of your strategies by watching you. Second of all, make sure your child has a good diet, a good nutritious diet. Processed foods and soft drinks that are high in caffeine have been found to actually promote stress. Third of all, be a good observer of your child. Notice some of the warning signs that we've mentioned. Ask questions. Get to know your child. Take time to discuss the things that are of importance to your child. And fourth, although we're tempted to solve our child's problems for them, that's really not in her best interests. What we want to do is teach our children how to think for themselves. There's a great book called Helping Your Anxious Child by Ronald Rappe. The author suggests a lot of good activities to help your child confront his or her anxious thoughts and replace them with more realistic feelings. The main thing we want to do is make sure we understand what the child is anxious about, get them to verbalize that thought.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.